And the Eloi Dimmi the others. So therefore, Lev Nishkakos, ladies, you only find the two cases, Ela Biyachwa, that the father means the father's sister, and the mother means the mother's sister. That's what says to Ben Meir. But not his father's wife. For the Kiva holds to know, the Kiva holds, Mutav Liukumar Biyashis Ovis, the better off saying the Psham, the prospect of Ovis here, means the guy's father's wife. The Yikri, Eras Ovis, because it has what to do with the father, especially because of the father, that she's also. And it's called Eras Ovis. The wife of the father is called Eras Ovis. Liafuke Achreis Ovis, Mashenkin, if you say the Chabak Rebeleza, it only means the father's sister, to share other victory. That's called a relative of the father. But Erebas other Likur is not called the father's Ereba itself. What's called the father's Ereba? That's only his wife. Therefore, the Kibbutz would rather darshan, when the Pesach says a father, it means the father's wife. Toshma coming here. The Pesach says, Vayikach, Vayikach Amram es Yecheva Bebesai. That Amram married Yechevet, his aunt. So, my love doesn't mean to say that they both mean him. It was an aunt from the same mother. So, you see, the Chuyim from the same mother also submitted to Ben Meich. So, Rashi says, my love, that Achois Kos, it was the sister of Kos, asked him even from the same mother. In other words, that she was even her father's sister from the same mother. So you see that's mitzvah to Bemeich. So Moses says, Lei, the Dossim in Av, it was only his father's sister from the same father, but not from the same mother. Therefore, Amram was mitzvah to Yechevet. Toshma could bring in the eyes another question. It says, Rav Emavinu, to Gamom no Achoisi Bas Ovihi, that really Sora is my sister. She's Achoisi, she's my sister Bas Ovi. She's my father's daughter. Ach lei bas imi, but she's not the same daughter of my mother. Mechla, what's the proof here? The bas ay masira, that a daughter from the same mother as your sister, from the same mother is also. Srashna, and there's a kasha according to the kiva, because the kiva only dashin, it's only the father of his wife, but not his sister. His sister is mitted to a grave. So there's a kasha, but please be anyway, the question over here. Achoisi Hevei was so really a sister. Bas Ochid Hevei, it was not really a sister, it was the daughter of his brother. V'chiv and the Chochri, and that's really the pshat, therefore Leishonim Nav, it doesn't make a difference whether it's from the same father, or Leishonim Nav, or from the same mother, Sharia. Really, so Avada was mitzvah Tavrom. Elohosam Hochikom, what does the person mean to say? Elohosam Hochikom Alei. Kuvah the Ach Isli Bado, listen, really it's true that the Russian that I said that she's my sister is not a complete lie. But what she has to do with brotherhood. Me Abo, so Loi Me Ino. Like from my father's side she has to do, but not from my mother's side. Even though really he's only the daughter of my brother. But as the daughter of my brother, like Bonim, like Bnei Bonim, Kibonim Dami, therefore she's also considered like the daughter of my father. Therefore she'll be considered like the daughter of my father. She'd be called my sister, like from the same father. But she was not really his sister from the same father. So therefore there's no real deal to say that if she would have really been the sister from the same mother, she'd be also at the counseling of the Kiva. But here the Pulse is not really coming to tell us whether she's mutter or also. He's only coming to himself, when we knew that when I said the Lashon of an Achva, she's my sister, it has some truth to it. Toshima, come in here. Says, Mifneima Leinos Odom, as Bitoi, how come Odom Rishon did not marry his own daughter? Kideisha Yisa Kainas Achoisai. Mashma, only in order that Kain should have somebody to marry, he should be able to marry his own sister. Shneim Reposik says, Kiamati Erlem Chesed Yibona, that it was Chesed done when the world was created, that Odom Rishon left over his daughter for Kain, that there'll be a Chesed, he'll be able to have somebody to marry. Rashi says, Chesed Yibona, Chilosa Shalom Lidma the Chesed, Shetziv Adam Rishon Lidma Chesed as Benai, that Akkadosh Baruch was Mitzav Adam to do Chesed with his son. For Yosri Amei, and therefore Hashem said Tavram to Adam Rishon, to not marry your daughter, but Vetir Lakaim, which is Mitzvah to Kain, and that there should be a world. Masamor says, Olav Hoch, if not for this, Asira, if not for this, she would be also. Smol says, a lot hockey is not to be a special heter, that Cain had a right to marry his sister, Asira, Mashmir ben Noach, is also to marry his sister. So it's a kasha again on Rabbi Kiva. Here you see clearly that there is a din of a sister. Smol says, no, Kiva and Ishtar, Ishtar, it could be once the heter was given, the heter still remains. It wasn't only a heter for Cain, it was a heter for any ben Noach, maybe that true is mutter to his sister. Omer Rav Huna says, Kusi mutter bitoi, a girl is allowed to marry his own daughter. Vim Toi Maik asked the question, Mif Neymar Lenos Odom is bitoi, how come Odom Rishon did not marry his own daughter? And the answer is, only Kadesha Yisa Kainas Achoistoi, only to leave her to spare her, in order that Kain should have somebody to marry. And Mishumoyim Chesed Yibonet, it should be Chesed. Rashi says, Kusi mutter bitoi, Ben Rabbi Elazar ben Rabbi Kiva. The Sofer Afuna Le Afunon Shara Royis Manach Tiksiva by Kroa. We don't want our other Royis from over here. So Bito would be Mutter Bito is Mutter to Ben Noach. It was only the reason why Odin didn't marry her. It was only to leave her over off the Kain. Vika the Ami Samsa like this. Omer Afuna Kusi also the Bito. No, a guy is also to marry his own daughter. Teba, bring your proof. Shalai Nosa Odom is Bitoi. Odom Rishon did not marry his daughter. Nosa is the way, that's not proof. Hosea, my time, know what the reason over there why Odom Rishon did not marry his own daughter. Kadei Sheisa, Kainas Achoisa. Only for special reason, Bishum Diel and Chesed Yibona. But could be Mikra Adin, maybe a guy is mutter to marry his own daughter. Yeah. Omer Rav Chizda, let's talk about Ocho. That a guy is mutter to marry his own daughter. Omer Rav Chizda, Eved mutter b'imoi or mutter b'itoi. An Eved Kenani, yeah, that belongs to a Jew. She knows his mutter is allowed to live with his own mother. He's also allowed to marry. He's also allowed to live with his own daughter. And the Rashi says, because Shein Shar Aroyus Shokuva, any other relative is also mutter to this Eved. Why? Yotze Machla Kusi, he's not called a guy anymore. Because he lost his name Ben Noach, since he became he's never Kenani of a Jew, he lost the name of a Ben Noach. But Lecha Yisrael Lebo, he doesn't have a bit of a Jew yet either. Rashi says, the Ligza Lei Alei, Bishim Hashem Yem Mabon Gishakamun Gishakala. Because really, he's like a Ger. He doesn't have a Shem Ben Noach anymore. So really, a Ger, we said before the Svaris, that a Ger Shemela could cut in Shemela dummy. When a Ger is Mizgaya, really it's still like a cut in Shemela. He has no din kuva. It's only with the rabbanim. People should not say like a guy has more chumra than a Jew. But over here, that he's not a Jew yet, he's only never kenani. So true is like a kabbalah. It's a mixav geirus. He lost his shame guy, but since he didn't get a shame of a Jew yet, therefore he's mutter both with his mother and with his daughter, because they're not considered real relatives. Since he's mizgayir, he's like a kanchanel dummy. Kiyos Ravdimu, when Ravdimu came, Omer Rabbi Lozom Rabbi Chanina, Ben Noach, Sheyachat Shivcha Liavdoi, if you have a guy that he was Miyachat a Shivcha to his Evid, Ubole, now that Ben Noach himself comes to live with the Shivcha, Neregole, he's also Chayiv Nisa because of that. Naimus, when does this take place? Omer Nachman, Midikolo Rabisa, the Palmia. In other words, when is it considered that the Shivcha now is miyuchad for this Eved, that she's called like a bunis baal, that if now if a girl lives with her, he's chayiv misa, is when people call her a visa deployment, like she's the match for this Eved. Mi'en l'sai hatrosa, when does she become mutter, when is she ois bunis baal, or me'rafuna, mishe pora roisha b'shuk, when she uncovers her hair in the street. So Rashi says, because at that time, she regilas af hanochis, even the goyis, the shuksis, Hanasius, they were married, the minig was, Shlalot says, Beresh Puah, they would not go unless the hair was covered. So if this Shivchana would go out in the streets with hair uncovered, that would show like she broke off with this Eved, then she's not considered a Bulas Baal, then if the girl would live with her, he would not be Chayiv Misa. Omer Reb Lozom Reb Chanina, Ben Noach Shebu Al Ishtoi, Shloi Kedakai, if the girl lives with his own wife, Shloi Kedakai makes a beer, Shloi Kedakai, not the right way, is Chai. This is also Chai's Misa. Shnemu, because the Pesach says, V'dovach Dishtei, so Yudashin V'loi Shloi Kedaka. And not if you do it, Shloi Kedaka. Omar Rovas says, that's true. Me, Kenidi, is there anything till Yisrael loyne chayif. If a Jew lives with his own wife, shlo kedat, he's not chayif for that. For kusi nechayif, and there should be a more strict halach upon a kusi, that if a kusi girl lives with his wife, shlo kedat, he's chayif, that doesn't make any sense. We have the Elohim HaRob, Rob, it says like this. Ben noyach shebu alesh es chaveroi shlo kedat epot. The opposite. That if a ben noyach, the goy, lives with his friend's wife, with a Buddha's bow, but he makes a beish like a darker, he's potter. My time, what's the reason? The ish toy below the ashes chaveroi. True, he's only allowed to marry his own wife, live with his own wife, and not with his friend's wife. The dovak, the loish like a darker. That the isher only applies if he lives with her normally. But if he lives with a shleik a darker, that's not part of the isher. Now, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Oyve, Kichovim, Shikas, Yisrael, if a guy hits a Jew, Chayiv Nisa. For this alone is Chayiv Nisa. Shnem the Apostle says, Vayifen Koy Vachoy, Vayak Yenish, Vayak Esen Mitzri. That Moshe killed the Mitzri, why? Because he hit a Jew. So you see, just because a guy hits a Jew, for this alone is Chayiv Nisa. V'yom Rabbi Chanina, Ha'asoyte, Lo Yesha Yisrael, This is somebody hits the Jew or the Jew, the sight of the Jew, is Kili Saita Moyesha Shechina. It's like you're hitting the Jew of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shem the Apostle says, Moike Shodom Yila Kodesh. Rashi says, Yila Kodesh means like you're hitting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Saita Rashi says, Saita Maka hitting. Yes, you hit a Jew, it's like you're hitting the Shechina, like you're hitting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, Magdiya Avdei Shabbos Simen. Omer Rosh Lakish, HaMagdiya Yodo Yachavei, if you just lift up your hand, you're ready to hit your friend, even though you don't hit him. Apo Pish Laiko Nikol Rosh, still you call the Rosh. Shneva the Apostle says, Yemel Rosh, Loma Sakara Yecho, why are you going to hit your friend? Loma Hikis, Loinem, it doesn't say, why did you hit him? Loma Sakara, like, why are you going to hit him? Apo Pish Laiko, even though you didn't hit him yet, Nikol Rosh, still you call the Rosh. You're also called a chayta. Shnei the Apostle says, "When lo lakachti b'chazoka, ochsev ati chatas anorim gedol lemiyed." They were called a chet because they wanted to hit. Rav Huna Amar tiksas yoda, they should chop off his hand like that should be his punishment. Shnei the Apostle says, "Uzroyi romati shaber, he should break such a hand." And the Gemara says, "Rav Huna cut yoda, Rav Huna taka." Cut off the hand of somebody that went to hit other people. He gave this knas, Rashi says, cut yodo, the yodo mecha shei rogo lahakas es chaveroi. The comes to the cock, the only prickle me yell, there's no yin makin the ancient, shlemi natura lasas yag, we get rid of. We have rozo roi neem le takono, eitz is only true would be when he's buried. Shem the post says, Yisrael lo yoretz, such a person that goes to hit other people, he'll be buried, he'll be buried. From Rebbe Lozor, Lenit Nukaka El Lebalis Royas. The reason the kaka was given to Balis Royas. You have to be a strong person in order to keep on owning kaka. Shem the Apostle says, Reus Royal Loyalis. Rashi says, of course, a lot of problems you have. People come to steal it from you, come take it away, argue. So you have to be a strong person in order to hold on to your kaka. From Rebbe Shlokash Midas, there was a Apostle say, Oyvidat Mosa Yishralechem. First he makes himself like a neb, like a slave to the ground, Yisrael Echem. That's the way he'll be able to eat lechem. He has to make himself a neb, as if he's going to work hard, to work over the ground will. Rashi says, Lassig, Baitoma, to work on it always, Lacharisho, Lahashkoisa, Venichas, Ribi, you have to work hard on the ground, then you'll see some produce. The Yimlav, and if not, Lo Yisrael Echem, you won't be starved over with the bread. The goy rests on Shabbos Chayiv Nisa. Shem the Apostle says, V'yoyim v'layla lo yishboisu. They're not supposed to rest at all. Only a Jew has the mitzvah Shabbos, not a goy. V'yom amah, we learned, Azor Shalem Zuy Misos, and it's under the law of the Torah, like a point to Ben Noyach, that's the Nisa. Om Ravina Asi Lu Sheini B'Shabbos, even on the second day of the week, if they're covered, for that alone they're Chayiv. The lech shivay gabi zayin mitzvah. One can put it for zayin mitzvah already. Ki kachoshiv shev yatav things they can't do. Kum viyaseh lachoshiv things that kum viyaseh that we don't talk about. Rashi's b'chayim lo yishvoy to kum viyaseh melochi. So the pasuk is telling them they have to go and work every single day of the week. They can't take off one day. So what they have to do that we're not talking about. Shev mitzvahs only are seven things that they cannot do. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding Daf Nun Tesam and Aleph on top, but really just Les Gemara again. On Daf Nun Chesam and Beis Vav, Les Gemara was that Yom Rosh Lakish, Ozi Kichovim Sheshovas, as a guy rests, he takes a day off and rests the whole day, is Chayv Misa. For that alone is Chayv Misa. Shneim the Pasuk says, V'yoyim V'laylo Lo Yishbeisu, that day and night should not rest. And we dash, not only does it mean the actual day and night, but it means that a ben noyech has no right to rest a day and a night. He has to work 7 days a week. And Rashi says, "Nimalach to yom shalom." If he rests one complete day, he's chayiv nisa. Because the pasuk yom v'laylo yishbeisu v'kadosh lei yishbeisu nimalach. Then on bnei yodim goes on bnei yodim. At that time, the bnei noyech, but they have an issa; they can't rest a complete day. The yom amar we learned also. That Azorah Shalem is doing his session. Whenever there's an Azorah in the Torah, so that alone they get Misa. The Mamre Ravina Vina says, Afinu Shemi the Shabbos. It's not only that they rest on Shabbos, but even on Tuesday, even on Monday, any day of the week that they take off, they rest, they do not work, they're over this Azorah that they're supposed to work 7 days a week. So any day that they take off, Lishem Shavisa, Lechayiv Misa.
Gemara is the question, V'lech Shvei Gabez Zayin Mitzvahs. Why then is this included? Let it should be 8 Mitzvahs Pnei Noach. How come you only have 7? Gemara says, Ki Kachoshev Shevi Atasa. The 7 Mitzvahs are the Pshatis, they're the 7 things that a Goy is not allowed to do. It's like a Shevi Atasa, sit back and do not do them. But Kum Aser Lo Kachoshev, we don't put in the things that a Goy has to do. Here this is the Kum Aser that the Goy has to work every single day. So his Mitzvah is to work. The Aver is not to work, but since it's easy is to work, that's not including the Shevi Mitzvahs, which are Mitzvahs Shevi Atasa. So I'm going to ask the question, is that true? On top of the